This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now for some artery, cultural coverage that can sometimes tell a painful story. Since the late 1960s, San Francisco State has continued to be at the forefront of ethnic consciousness and arts. An exhibit that opens today at the university is dedicated to the Japanese art form of tanka, a 31-syllable poetry form that goes as far back as the 7th century. After the devastating earthquake and tsunami of March 2011, many Japanese survivors turned to writing tanka poetry to express their grief, anger, and hope. 32 of these poems are on display in an exhibit at San Francisco State, which I visited recently.
In broad daylight, the sea rose up and attacked. A great tsunami, unimaginable in this world. This was written by a woman named Nobuko Kato.
John Funabiki is the journalism professor who envisioned the exhibit.
She lost the house that she was actually born in 1935, so you do the math. As she started to kind of rebound from the shock of the tsunami, the first thing she wanted to do was to write a poem about her thoughts.
After the disaster, people started sending in poems to Japanese newspapers. A Japanese cultural organization then collected them and exhibited them in New York City. That's where Professor Funabiki saw them.
And I started talking to them, and I said, I'd love to bring this to San Francisco because there are so many people in the Bay Area here who were tremendously affected by the what happened in Japan. People here raised money. People here did service projects in Japan. So I knew that there would be great interest in this exhibit.
Funabiki walks me through the poems hung on the walls. The second one is also written by Nobuko Kato.
Tsunami hike.
After the tsunami has receded, the sun begins to set over the high ground where family members call out each other's names.
So you can imagine the scene that she's setting. We've just been flooded. I'm outside, I'm trying to find my children, my parents, my baby.
Tanka has at least 1,400 years of history.
Japanese literature professor Midori McKeon, who's reading the Japanese in this story, explains the significance of the tanka poem. She says historically, they were a main form of entertainment and were performed in the emperor's court.
In those occasions, there is an audience headed by the highest-ranking nobleman, and the courtiers would be seated in the order of their ranks. And poem was given to a reciter, and the reciter would read aloud to the whole audience.
From the beginning, tanka was a way to express profound inner feelings, and the form, McKeon says, reflects a uniquely Japanese style.
The Japanese people really like economy in terms of its own language, pronunciation, and maybe their way of life as well. So the shorter form, 31-syllabled shorter form, was preferred to more difficult to compose longer poems. 5-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7. This kind of rhythm seems to be a natural rhythm, musical rhythm, for the Japanese language.
As we move through the poems, the themes change from accounts of the day of the earthquake and tsunami to expressions of grief, pain, and loss. This one by Toru Mamosi of Nagano describes the first day of first grade at an elementary school. There were reports of parents holding up pictures of their children who should have been there that day.
入学式の...
Among pupils, a low voice responds to the roll call at the entrance ceremony. The voice of a mother holding a photo of the deceased.
Some of the tanka poems express anger and suspicion at what some people felt was a foreseeable disaster, the explosion at the Fukushima nuclear plant. This tanka is by Yukiko Endo from Fukushima.
Tabitabi no...
Time and again, cover-ups of the nuclear accidents. I shall not accept that this was unimaginable.
McKeon says this sentiment reflects a common feeling in Japan post-tsunami. As we read poem after poem, they start to take on a more hopeful tone, like the heroism of that day, in this poem by Fujiko Suda from Miyagi.
From the muddy stream, he saved three children for us. A diver, with eyes wild and bloodshot, like a wandering samurai.
Part of the motivation for this exhibit, Funabiki says, is to remind Americans that the Japanese will live with the effects of the disaster for decades to come.
It's everything from building the homes, but also there's the emotional trauma because of either the tsunami and earthquake or the nuclear disaster at the power plant. So there's a lot of mourning that has to go on and a lot of different kinds of recovery.
Possibly the most telling of the tanka poems speaks of the Japanese resilience that people worldwide admired. This one by Toko Mihara from Fukushima.
Because I have to go on living, even on the day of the atomic explosion, I am polishing rice.
I'm sure her tears mingled with the water with which she was rinsing the rice. This, to me, this is almost like a Zen spirit. You have to concentrate on here and now, no matter what. And you have to do what you have to do now. And that's the only way to bring in the future.